Do you like to dance in the mornings? Because a new party trend starts early and it's fueled by caffeine. One of these parties in Seattle is creating community among the Latino population there. From member station KNKX in Seattle, Frenny Menares reports.
There's about 150 people packed into this coffee shop in Seattle. They're dancing to reggaeton with drinks in hand, iced coffees, matchas, and lattes. It's all happening around noon with sunshine streaming through the windows. Videos and photos of this monthly event have made the rounds on social media, bringing more partygoers. And this party's over by 2 p.m., giving people like Patty Montesi time to do other things. At 42, Montesi says she's in her señora era, so drinking and staying up really late don't fit her lifestyle anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to go grocery shopping, go home, shower, take a nap, and then I'm going out tonight with some friends.
An event like Cafeton provides a space to sing out loud in Spanish and helps people like Montesi feel connected to their roots.
I'm Latina, and I don't have enough Latino-ness in my life in Seattle.
The Seattle area is predominantly white, with 11% of the population identifying as Hispanic or Latino. This midday party is among many transforming coffee shops into day clubs in cities like D.C., Austin, Texas, and Los Angeles. In Chicago, event promoter Jordan Williams created a similar dance party called Cafeton. It got so big, he rented a venue to hold more people. Williams says around 5,000 people showed up.
The demand kept coming. Like, I was even impressed. I'll be honest. Like, I was impressed. I was like, oh my gosh, like, people are obsessed with this.
It's a good combo, he says. Coffee shops are inviting, caffeine hypes people up, reggaeton makes them move. Plus, a recent survey shows the percentage of Americans who drink alcohol has fallen to a new low. And William says they're trying to find new social spaces.
A lot of people are in a phase right now of social curiosity. So really just being curious to getting outside, meeting new people.
Most people back at the party in Seattle are women. Some are wearing dresses and heels. Others are in gym clothes and running shoes. The space warms up quick, so people fan themselves while they twerk and twirl. Eventually, iced coffees are swapped for iced waters. Miriam De Leon is among the caffeinated dancers. She says this party draws direct connections between Seattle and Latinos.
I think it kind of marries the two, you know, because coffee is also really big in the Latin communities. So I think it's a familiar sense of a little cafecito, a little bit of music, and a lot of celebration and good times.
That familiarity is what DJ Leia York wanted when she created Cafeton earlier this year. She immigrated to the U.S. from Ecuador 3 years ago and says the people who come to Cafeton are like family.
That means the world, especially like coming to a country where I didn't have like any relative nearby, you know, like just have my husband. But now I think that I am creating a community where I feel like at home.
York says Latinos need a place to celebrate and find community right now as the Trump administration's immigration enforcement actions have caused anxiety.
You know, like with the current situation of like our community, people are worried, people are scared. So they found like Cafeton as like a place to forget problems, to just have fun, to connect with your culture.
Most people at the Seattle party danced the entire 3 hours. When the music stopped, the crowd chanted otra over and over again because they wanted more. For NPR News, I'm Freddy Monades in Seattle.